Good morning. It is Friday, August 10th, 2018, and I am on my way to work. Let's see what's happening today. I'm thinking about maybe going to my dad's house today after work because my little sister, Rebecca, is coming back home from Paris today. So I'm excited to see her and hear everything she has to say about Paris. It's pretty amazing. A friend of hers has has family over there, and she was able to stay with the family and, you know, only have to pay for flight, so it was a little more economical and easier to execute financially, which is fantastic. So good for her. I'm so happy for her. That has to be an amazing experience. You know, one that not many 14-year-olds get to experience. I mean, I'm 31 and I still haven't left the continent. So that's pretty cool. Let's see what else. What else is happening today? No, I don't think. Oh, yes. Just kidding. So my son has his appointment today, 4:30, to get his orthotics. The doctor is going to test them on him, you know, put them on and make sure that everything fits. And I'm praying that it does not bother Evan, because that's all I need in this life is for the orthotics to bother him. But they are custom made to fit his foot, so I'm hoping that it's just as easy as just walking. What else? That's it for Evan. I had a really bad day yesterday with food, so today it is going down. I am going to do good. Apparently, I'm skipping breakfast because I left my coffee at home. Boo me. And as always, I'm running late for work, so I couldn't just go back and get it. Let's see, what else? I think that's about it. Oh, my creativity. Oh, I've had so many ideas and I just have not been able to execute them, I guess, consistently or regularly. An example are my candles. My candles, oh my goodness, I loved it. It was amazing and I did it, and now I just can't find the time. Quite honestly, I just can't find the time, and I want to get back to it so bad, but with soccer season coming up and school coming back in, it's just, I don't know if that's a realistic goal. So we'll see how that goes. Something else that I really, really enjoyed was making these candle holders. I've made one, which ended up getting just a little bit messed up. So it wasn't like I was able to sell it or anything like that. But I like it a lot. It's oceanic themed. So it has sand, like real sand. Mod podged to the bottom portion of it. I did get a gold spray paint, and I spray painted the bottom half of the candle holder with that. I used blue spray paint for the top part of it. But when I applied the glitter to the top, it was still semi-wet. So when I wiped it, it kind of smudged and I just wasn't able to sell it. It has twine twisted around through the middle, and it has this beautiful anchor pendant on it. It also has a starfish and some seashells. So I don't know if I did a good job at that description, but it's gorgeous and I really, really would love to make another one. I just cannot find the time. And when I do find the time, like I was explaining to one of my coworkers the other day, I just don't want to do anything. I'm just so tired of running around all the time that I just want to rest. So who knows, maybe Saturday I'll be able to clean out the garage and kind of organize my workspace again and try to make that happen again. another piece of my creativity issues is I bought a Cricut machine, and one of the brand new models that's just come out, and it's brilliant. The machine is amazing, but I've only been able to complete one project, and I really, really would love to do more with it. I mean, I have so many different ideas for my machine that sometimes I get stuck and I don't even know where to start. But I guess for myself, I just need to start writing things down and prioritizing my ideas and organizing my thinking, because sometimes it's just so many ideas that it's just gibberish and it doesn't make sense. And I guess I just need to unwind or detangle my mess of ideas and thinking, so that I can actually get another project done. The one project was actually very nice. It was a bookmark for one of our soccer coaches, Coach Gabe. And, you know, he really liked it. It could have been a little better. It was a trial run. So, you know, some of the smaller letters didn't cut right with the cutter of the machine. But for all intents and purposes, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful, and he loved it. So I'm going to try to get back to using my machine. I would love to do some iron-on t-shirts. I have a very good idea. Well, I think it's a very good idea to make sports shirts for, you know, moms and dads and things like that. We have a lot of parents for our soccer league, and I'm pretty sure a lot of them would actually really like custom-made, you know, t-shirts that they could wear to their kids' games and tournaments and things like that. So I'm going to start off with my own. And a coworker of mine, she's also very crafty. Her name is Dom. She she asked me to make a shirt for her as well. Her son plays football. So I'm going to do that, hopefully, someday. But hey, at least I have a project and a goal, an idea as to, you know, where I need to go with it. I drew up the design, which she absolutely loved, and I'm really excited about. I just need to buy this iron-on vinyl and see if I can make it work, because I've never used iron-on vinyl before. I I've never made a custom-made shirt on my own before either. So it's really exciting, and I'm really happy about it. So I actually write down all my ideas while I'm on hold with my health plans from work. Sometimes I'm on hold from anywhere to 30 minutes to an hour and a half. So at least that gives me something to do, and it's productive rather than just sitting there staring at my screen waiting for my call to be answered. So my little creativity is a little stumped right now, but I am going to work towards bringing that idea and my designs to fruition. That is my goal. What else? Let's see. My schedule is going to be pretty hectic these next few months. So this weekend, we actually don't have much to do except, I do have brunch with my stepmom and my aunt, and which I'm really excited about. I think we're gonna do shooters. Why do people insist on getting into a lane without putting their turning signal on? I just don't understand at all. But moving on. Why are you driving like a complete fool? So these are apparently the hazards of driving. Why are you such a complete idiot of driving and podcasting? Please ignore the last 30 seconds of this recording. Yes, so Sunday brunch. My stepmom and my aunt. Very exciting. Actually, I think I talked about this yesterday. Anyway, moving on. Oh, look at the sound. Oh my God. Hear the sound. Apparently, I'm not the only one with road rage. So, we're in August. Ooh, so I'm taking my CPC exam for billing and coding August 25th. And I'm not too excited about it. I have not been able to study for the life of me. I have not been able to study. And I am probably not going to be ready for this test. So I'm very, very, very disappointed and upset about that. But we are going to do this anyway. And I'm going with a couple of my friends, and they wanted to, stay there the night to try and, at least get something out of this trip, since we're probably not passing. And yeah, that's about it. So yeah, we're going to be in Naples. We're going to try to beach it for a little bit. That'll be nice. And yeah, so that's August. And then I have, what do I have in September? September is food and wine. This is going to be our fifth food and wine. We've been doing this since 2013, which we started off doing as our dating anniversary kind of date night type thing. But so it kind of turned into this really big thing with the family, and we usually get a pretty big group of people together, and everyone loves it. I mean, the last time we went, it was just four of us, but the year before that, it was over 30 people, I want to say. it was crazy, crazy town. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So this year, so far, the people that are going are my sister, Alexa, my mom, my cousin from Puerto Rico, Olalis, obviously my husband. And I'm not sure if my sister's friend Carla is coming, but that will be nice. Just to have a little intimate group, but include some friends. Also, my in-laws, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my sister-in-law. The kids are coming this year, but they're going to stay at the Dolphin Hotel, and we're going to rent them a cabana where they can order their food and drinks and stay out of the sun. I believe they get a floaty, you know, to have for the day, and it should be pretty cool for them and cool for us, because as soon as we get tired of being out in the sun drinking and eating, we can go to the hotel and just enjoy that with them as well. So that's exciting. This is going to happen September 8th. We were initially supposed to go September 15th, but the kids have a tournament that weekend, and the last thing I want to do is have them miss a tournament. You know, I mean, the goal is for them to play soccer professionally if the opportunity arises. So, you know, soccer is very important. Let's see. So that's September Food and Wine Festival. I'm excited. October is our actual dating anniversary on the 18th. So I'm taking off that weekend with Dennis, and I don't know what we're gonna do. We'll probably do a staycation, you know, maybe do some brunch, just him and I, and lounge around the house, go to the beach, just enjoy each other's company. That would be really, really nice. We usually always have, you know, the kids around, or friends, or family, and we did have date night the other night, so that was very nice. But it doesn't happen too often, so yeah, I love spending time with my husband. He is a very, 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 very big part of me, and I've been with him since I was 18, so he is kind of my other half, quite literally, because we pretty much grew up together almost our entire adult life, and now I'm 31, he's 32, and I still love him with all my heart. So that's October. I have to go. I just parked at work, and I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.